Cage the Elephant mit den Oldschool-Hits auf Lux FM. Halo haben wir gerade gehört aus ihrer 2013er Platte. Heute Abend spielt die Band der Schulz-Brüder im Postbahnhof und wird dort nochmal Album Nummer 4, Tell Me I'm Pretty, vorstellen. Die ist in Nashville aufgenommen worden mit Dan Auerberg von den Black Keys. Wir gucken nochmal zurück auf die Sessions mit ihm und auf viele First Takes und eine interessante Aufnahmephilosophie. Wir sprechen aber auch nochmal über ihre vielleicht schwierigeren Zeiten in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Dort sind sie ja aufgewachsen, die Herrschaften aus der Band. Denn ihre Heimat wird auch auf der neuen Platte wieder ein wenig vertont. Wir sprechen über all diese Themen und noch vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber ich sag mal nochmal Hallo zu Matt und Brad Schulz, Nathan, Daniel und Nick. Hello.
Hello. Hello. How's it going?
Totally fine. That's exactly what I wanted to ask you guys as well. Where are you coming from today? How's tour been?
Tour's been great. Where were we yesterday?
Amsterdam.
Oh, that's a good city to forget, actually. Like, what? It was a pretty nice vibe there. It was a bit smoky, kind of. But I forgot the name of the town. That usually is Amsterdam.
It was really beautiful. No, it was great. The audience was great. It was a really good show. The whole tour's been good. So.
Cool. It's a nice little record that you've recorded once again, album number 4. You've been to the studio with Dan Auerberg, and I've read that he kind of forced you to not to overthink things. There's a lot of first takes on the album. There are some vocal takes that you actually wanted to do again, but he was like, no, leave it like that.
Yeah, totally.
How hard was it for you guys to accept his approach? Because I can think... Or I think as soon as you are in the studio and you have the possibilities to kind of redo a vocal take or redo a guitar part, you basically want to do it maybe, right? So how hard was it for you to accept his approach?
I think it was different for different members. Some of us really liked it and some of us really didn't. it was a very enjoyable and great experience, but I definitely had moments where like, Dan, I think I can do a better vocal take. actually when we were mixing the record, Dan was unable to attend, and so I re-recorded a bunch of the vocals. Yeah, in secret.
And you didn't tell him?
I haven't told him, no.
Did he find out? It was like, come on, Matt, you did those again. I realized that.
He still doesn't know.
Oh, cool. I hope he's not listening to the show because that would be the end of your friendship, right? You betrayed him as a producer.
I don't think so.
But that's interesting, man. That's a nice little story that I found out today. Cool, but you've toured with the Black Keys. You had toured with them lots of times before you worked with Dan Auerbach. How important was that? Because I feel that it was more like working with a friend than... with a well-known producer who's in the Black Keys as well.
Yeah, it definitely was more of like a friend experience. We toured with them right around the time that Brothers really took off, which was pretty cool to like see happen. Because we started out playing like maybe 5,000 capacity venues, and then by the end of the tour, it was like 20,000 people.
What?
Yeah, it was insane. But anyways, we became friends playing football.
Yeah, I've read that too.
On the days off, and...
I mean, we're talking about soccer here.
Yeah,
it's not the American football, football thing.
Yeah, European football.
Yeah.
And so we became really good friends and then did another tour together while we were supporting Melophobia. And on one of the days off, me and Brad went over to Dan's hotel room and showed him a couple tunes. And he, as soon as we left the hotel, he sent me a super aggressive text message. That was like, I'm making your next record.
Oh, right. He forced you.
Yeah.
So. Sorry, the whole time Matt was talking, I had a story that just kept on going through my head about what if we were playing American football that day?
Yeah, maybe you
were just tackling each other.
Yeah, you've suffered from head.
Smashing each other into the ground.
You've suffered from head injuries, you know what I'm saying?
We started to hate each other and none of this ever happened.
Yeah, and everyone would have become stupid in a way because you smashed your heads in all the time. I think soccer is, although it's pretty, you can hurt yourself playing soccer as well.
But. Oh, it got very competitive, trust me. There were slide tackles going on. It was pretty hardcore.
I love that though. But it's making a big difference, right, if you enter the studio with a guy you consider a friend, because there's so many things that you have to trust each other, right? The guy who's behind the desk has to trust in the band, has to have trust in the band, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, definitely. Retrospectively, for me, it was a really incredible experience. All of the band, we all really had a great time. But as the more we make records, and the more we're trying to like be transparent and just peel back these layers of style,
yeah,
the more difficult it gets for me. So sometimes I have like unmerited negative feelings to a process that don't necessarily have anything to do with like, what's happening in the studio, more or less just kind of like having too much of myself in the song, yeah, or something like that. So afterwards, I realized all the stuff that, you know, I was able to reflect and see a lot of the stuff that that we learned and hopefully carry into the next process.
Yes, there's advantages to working quick and not to overthink things as soon as you enter a studio, right? Because you can basically go mad if you redo stuff all over and over again, and if you think too much about little details, mm-hmm, in songs. So that must have been an advantage. Just go for it. And I've read that you've written the songs in a very short amount of time, or demoed them in a short amount of time.
Relatively. Yeah. In the past, with the producer that had produced the first three records, we spent very little time preparing before we went into the studio, mm-hmm, and then spent a lot of time in the studio. With this record with Dan, we spent much more time prior and very little time in the studio.
About 4 weeks of demo.
Oh, cool. Yeah, and another good idea, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the studio time is a lot more expensive than the time that you spend in your rehearsal room demoing or wherever you did your demos.
Yeah.
Right?
But it also
just
gives you a chance to kind of explore all the options before you go into the
studio. Yeah, Dan would do this really cool thing, which was great was a great way to kind of break you out of what you might have originally imagined the songs to be. Where we would, you know, we'd cut a track, he'd pull us back into the control room and start spinning these super obscure records like Chilean garage rock or what, like stuff we couldn't even like Shazam. It was so obscure. And everyone would start to like gravitate towards certain things like, oh man, that bass is incredible, yeah, or the drum beat is, the sound of the drums are great, yeah, or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And once we were all kind of like vibe on the same vibes, he would say, all right, let's go back in and cut the song. And whether the song changed in like composition or maybe in approach, it usually changed the overall spirit of the song. So it was pretty
psychological
cool.
Tricks by Dan.
Yeah,
Harper.
Totally.
He's a tricky guy. I've realized that.
Regular Harry Houdini of the mind.
The Harry Houdini of the mind. That's a nice way to put it, man. Let's listen to another new song, mess around, and then you will be listening to a short live performance. I've been running out of time already. That's crazy. Cage the Elephant of Lux FM. Cage the Elephant nochmal mit Mess Around von der neuen großartigen Platte Tell Me I'm Pretty, die hier erschienen ist im Dezember 2015. Heute Abend spielt die Band im bereits ausverkauften Postbahnhof. Wir verlosen in wenigen Minuten die letzten Tickets für ihr Konzert und wir werden vorher noch eine kleine Live-Performance hören. Congratulations on selling out Postbahnhof tonight.
Thank you.
It's a sold-out show.
Thank
it's going to be
much.
So great.
Thank you.
You all come from Bowling Green, Kentucky. It's a city that you desperately wanted to get away from when you wasn't
yes.
it you want well, that's what's the
in huh? some certain senses, but we do love the like it I always say it's the best place to raise someone and the worst place to raise someone.
I mean, you know, there wasn't a lot to do growing up, so you know, you find ways to entertain yourself. So in that regard,
unhealthy ways, right, both unhealthy and healthy.
But it was a great place to learn how to like write songs and entertain each other and that kind of thing.
Yeah. But I'm asking because I read that there's things from your past that are kind of like that have found their way in the new songs into the new songs. So you had to kind of revisit the place.
Yeah,
like the Revisited EP by Metallica.
Yeah.
Garage Days Revisited. Remember that one?
Yeah, I
how strange was that?
It wasn't very strange. I mean, it was difficult in certain regards, but wasn't too strange. You know, there were some serious adversities that we faced growing up there. And there were some wonderful blessings. So it was like, it's like a double-edged sword.
Bowling Green definitely has a special place in our hearts.
Yeah, for sure. But it's kind of weird because we've now like been a band longer in Nashville than we were in Bowling Green, I think. So. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
But it's an inspiring place, obviously. I mean, there's there's stories that
the trouble and the triumphs are very inspiring.
Yeah, cool. Now, let me give away the tickets first, and then we're going to be listening to a live performance of yours. Denn wir laufen hier schon ein bisschen aus der Zeit raus, sozusagen. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück, unter der wir die allerletzten Tickets verlosen für die großartigen Cage the Elephant heute Abend im Postbahnhof. Ihr kommt dann Tickets, wenn ihr mich jetzt anruft, unter der 030 2000 9000. Now we're going to be listening to a live performance by Cage the Elephant. Trouble heißt der Song, wa? This song is called Trouble. Yeah. And this is the live version of it live on Flux FM. Cage the Elephant. I'm ready now. Sorry.
Table by the window with the view, casting shadows, the sun was pushing through. Spoke a lot of words, I don't know if I spoke the truth. Got so much to lose, got so much to prove. God, don't let me lose my mind. Trouble on my left, trouble on my right. I've been facing trouble almost all my life. My sweet love, won't you pull me through? Everywhere I look, I catch a glimpse of you. I said it was love, then I did it for life. I did it for you. Will it come to pass, or will I pass a test? You know what they say, yeah, the wicked get no rest. You can have my heart, any place, any time. Got so much to lose, got so much to prove. God, don't let me lose my mind. Trouble on my left, trouble on my right. I've been facing trouble almost all my life. My sweet love, won't you pull me through? Everywhere I look, I catch a glimpse of you. I said it was love, and I did it for life. I didn't do it for you. Trouble on my left. Facing trouble almost all my life. My sweet love, won't you pull me through? Everywhere I look, I catch a glimpse of you. I said it was love, and I did it for life. I didn't do it for you. So much to lose, got so much to prove. God, don't let me lose my mind.
Yeah, I love off the minor chord in the end. Ladies and gentlemen, Paige Houdini. The Elephant. Thank you guys for that beautiful live performance, and thank you for visiting us real quick. I hope I'll see you again pretty soon, as soon as you visit Berlin next time. You're already re-invited. We have to talk a bit more. I have to listen to more of your live performances. Thank you for visiting.
Thank you so much.
Thumbs up, and I'll see you soon. Cage the Elephant war das live auf Flux FM. Unser Ticketkontingent ist an dieser Stelle leider schon verlost. Und die Show heute Abend ist ausverkauft. Traurig für diejenigen unter euch, die bis jetzt noch keine Eintrittskarte haben. Aber so ist es nun mal. Just told the people that we gave away our tickets already, and it's sold out. So there's a few sad people out there now. Sorry, guys. Come back soon, and then we'll be able to play a show for those who are sad today.
Let's do it. Yeah, totally.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.